Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the 25th chapter of the book of Exodus, we learn of the construction of the Ark of the Covenant. This is the box carried between two poles that held the Ten Commandments and was symbolic of the presence of God among the Hebrew people. So we read, these are God's instructions. Then you shall make a mercy seat of pure gold. 2 cubits and a half shall be its length, and 1.5 cubits its width. You shall put the mercy seat on top of the ark. There I will meet with you, and from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim that are on the Ark of the Covenant, I will deliver to you all my commands for the Israelites. So when God instructed Moses to have the Israelites build what we refer to as the Ark of the Covenant, God commanded that a seat be placed on top of that ark. It's referred to as a mercy seat, the location where God would meet with the Hebrew people to give them direction. For generations, the Israelites would bring the Ark of the Covenant with them wherever they went. When they went into battle, the Ark of the Covenant, a box with a seat on top of it, would travel with them. While this must have looked like foolishness to Israel's adversaries, it was a profound and powerful symbol to the Hebrew people. God traveled with them. God moved with and among the Israelites. From the Ark of the Covenant, God gave direction and instruction to the Hebrews. In a very real way, it was as if God was, perhaps is, in the driver's seat. Let's pray. Lord, we tend to charge off in any direction we choose. This allows us to feel, to some degree, in control. But deep down, control is not really what we crave. We truly long for you. We desire your direction. We want you in the driver's seat of our lives. So please, Lord God, we ask that you take the wheel. We offer it to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.